You're listening to SBS News.
Outside imposing St. Francis Xavier Cathedral in Adelaide, Catholics express mixed views on the caretaker replacement for their disgraced Archbishop.
My personal thing, he shouldn't be there.
I support any Archbishop, as long as they do the right thing by everybody.
Michael, not his real name, is a former student of Adelaide's prestigious St. Ignatius College and says a teacher sexually abused him in the early 1990s. The alleged assaults happened outside of school hours, allegedly at the hands of teacher Stephen Hamrer, and were reported to the school's headmaster, Greg O'Kelly, in 1995. It is Bishop O'Kelly who became the caretaker replacement for Adelaide's Archbishop Philip Wilson when the latter was convicted of concealing child sex offences in May. Michael says the church was only concerned about its reputation.
They say that the safety of the children is absolutely paramount and the victims, they're there to support victims. The reality is it's a legal process for them. It's about money and it's about the church's reputation.
Stephen Hamrer denied the allegations but was subsequently convicted of other unrelated child sex offences. Michael says, as distressing as the alleged assaults were, he was even more tormented by the church's handling of his complaints. He says the headmaster, Greg O'Kelly, dismissed the allegations, not the teacher.
He was very clear that the teacher had gone through financial loss, as in having to engage a lawyer. We were not to spread rumours about this anymore and to shut it down and move on.
Minutes of the 1995 meeting obtained by SBS confirmed Bishop O'Kelly stated Mr. Hamrer would not be dismissed on allegations alone and that it was one person's word against another's. In a statement, the Catholic Church describes Bishop O'Kelly's handling of the Hamrer matter as immediate and appropriate, adding processes for handling such allegations at the time were not what they are today.
The teacher was stood down while the authorities investigated the matter. When they decided that no charges were to be laid, he was reinstated.
But SBS can reveal that was done despite advice from the then Director of Public Prosecutions, Paul Rolfe, not ruling out there being reasonable prospects of conviction against Hamrer. Several years later, the church approached Michael and offered him a six-figure settlement, but with no admission of wrongdoing. Separately, in 2012, Bishop O'Kelly reached out to him in a letter stating,
"I apologise to you for the pain you had to endure, so much of which would have been lifted had I accepted your account then."
Following Michael's complaints, Stephen Hamrer continued to work in South Australia's Catholic education system, retraining as a counsellor at Christian Brothers College. Despite the previously documented complaints and rumours about his conduct, Mr. Hamrer was even involved in a review of the school's child protection framework. It is not known whether Christian Brothers College was aware of the concerns about Stephen Hamrer. Following his experience with Bishop O'Kelly, Michael says he would not like to see him in the role.
Sort of the ultimate insult that was allowed to go on. It was just farcical that O'Kelly and the whole Catholic education system, the church, would allow that to happen. To then put Greg O'Kelly, with my experience of Greg O'Kelly, it is absolutely astounding that they would put a man like that into it, and it's very worrying. I think it's a terrible outcome for the church and for the community that he's got that role. And I don't think people should trust him in the role.
The Catholic Church has declined to reveal whether the Vatican was made aware of Bishop O'Kelly's handling of the Stephen Hamrer matter when he was appointed caretaker. And a full version of the Catholic Church's response is available on the SBS website. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.